see anything?
You are watching Scramble Vision, a free service of Charger Card. Is this the time to punch up the channel of your choice?
Okay, get the Charger Card.
Oh, okay. Where is it? It's another room.
Your time is now. 4 before.
I got it!
Your time is your time.
Is that your daddy's charger card?
Yeah, I found it in his dresser next to his gun and balloon.
Personal weather. Inside, 98. Outside, normal. To light eye, irritation.
Okay, punch it out. Which one?
85.
Okay, here we go.
Guys,
85, got it.
U.S. Gov, okay. Cable one day. Nets two.
Charge.
Insert here.
Here goes.
Card charge.
Anyone scrambled?
Good afternoon, morning, or good evening, and welcome to Channel 85. Nice to have you in our little net. I'm Fred Flam, director of Watched and Unwatched Programming, and co-owner and co-partner with my co-operator, Clark Cable.
You look great in here, Fred. Crisp, green, blue.
Why don't you switch the board to self-control, Clark, and come on camera?
Sure.
He's coming in right now.
Here. Hello, subscribers. I'm the reproducer here at 85. It's my job to keep things looking real.
Even if we are on tape.
Even if we are on tape.
Are we?
Well, I don't know. If I was at home watching, I could tell you, Fred.
Well, you can bet your card you won't regret the charge you're getting for 85. The best in our style of local programming.
Yeah, sure. Look, I gotta get back to the board, Fred. I don't trust the self-control. Good reception, everybody.
Thanks, Clark.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And now, subscriber, we've got to punch you up. So, please stand by.
By the way, Channel 85 has been proudly picked as a member of SCAB, Self-Controlled Automated Broadcaster.
I'll be your mistress, Clitera.
In the vomitorium, recycling her breakfast.
Fetch me.
Fletcher who?
Get her now.
Huh?
Amscray.
Eat Ray, Senator. I'll de-eat Ray, act Ray. Keep it limp, Ray.
What a crude and unpleasant slave is he, Ray. Perhaps the Greeks were right to kill their servants and wait upon themselves. Of course, we know their heads were in their stomachs and they had no need to eat. Eat, Nox Vomica. I'm hungry. Dare I eat this scroll? It's sheepskin after all. Ah, but does contain a plot most distasteful to the Emperor.
Oh, God. No, let us no longer. Pox Domine.
Yes, and a pox upon your house, too, virtuous vagina clitora, famous wife of Mucus Bruto. Can we talk?
Barely, with all these slaves underfoot.
Were we deep in Greece, we'd eat them.
Prolongus. You're up with the cock.
Yes, I rose early.
Have you come to tryst again like we did last summer?
Gods, no. My head is in another place. And where's this household's head?
As always, down the hall, to the right. Still in bed.
Still in bed? When all of Roaming's in the streets to celebrate the Emperor's pre-victory parade and Bruto's yet a bed?
Yet a bed?
Yucca puck.
But not yet asleep.
Ah.
Oh, Prolongus, he had a frightful night. He babbled like an open book, would tell a vision, then fall into his dreams again, back and forth, sweating like a Trojan. He slept the night away.
I'll be a horse's ass. What did he say?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, come, vagina, be open with me.
Take it from the horse's mouth, dear partner.
Oh, Ruto.
For here I stand, stuffed like an anchovy with last night's capers.
Pimentos of the future?
I can't believe I dreamt the whole thing.
Your images make my mouth action for water. Let's eat!
Plethora, urethra, diarrhea, run to the kitchen! Let the food flow!
Are we alone?
No, I'm here.
Quick then, for time may spoil the meat of our plot. Tell me the omen in your entrails.
I cannot, though it sits on my stomach like a vulture.
Then pluck it. And with the feather, I'll tickle your throat, and you can throw it up to me.
I shall.
Oh, you shall? Well, I'll just stand over here and proceed.
I dreamt of Caliuga.
You dreamt of the Emperor? It must have been a nightmare.
Nay, more a night game.
What?
Torches, illuminating a field of play. It was
La Colosseum.
Who was fighting?
The senators and the angels.
Ah, just like now. And were there lions and Christians, too?
No, but a spectator said that the tigers had slaughtered the pirates there a week ago.
Ah, but Mucus, what of the emperor?
He stood in the center of the field and supervised the raising of their standards while a female Nubian slave sang some foreign song of conquest, and everyone stood and held his hand over his purse. Then they all sat down. Save the emperor.
Save the emperor? Hardly a good omen.
Then amidst the very furor of the action, he stopped the games.
What?
Picked out a senator, raised his thumb high, and ejected him.
That's monstrous. And the people, of course, revolted.
No. No, they roared and showered him with the glittering tin bodies of their household gods. Some of them I recognized. Olympia. Old Bohemia. But Burgermeister? Der Pepper?
That a jerk with a thumb should have such power.
Yet there was a hopeful sign.
And that?
The crowd did not cry as here in roaming, "Long live the Emperor!" But rather, "Kill him."
Kill him?
Master Bruno! Master Bruno! The Emperor's parade is passing!
We can but help.
Come see! He's but a little lead away!
That little man is breathing down our backs.
Because we're on our knees.
And knees must rise.
Like kneaded bread.
Suddenly.
And dump the ump.
We are agreed. Come, let us watch this
Kali Yuga pass.
I'm coming.
You've been watching and hopefully listening to Chapter 13, Series 4, Part 2, Program 6 of Escaping from the Declining Fall of the Roaming Empire. This classical fiasco was made possible by a begrudged grant from USAC, US, UK, Litmus Industries, a short division of Burns Psychotic Plastic. This is Freddie Burns.
12, 3, 4.
You're a local Awareness Council, Plevence, salute my boots, with equips and authority by former member of the former House of Representatives, the once honorable Bosco Hearn.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. This is Bosco Hearn with a few pointers on money. Are you being charged $18,000 a day for a house without a toilet? Does it cost you $1.5 million a year for pencils? Well, you're not alone. I'm with you. Too loose change is the problem. No change in your pocket because values have changed. You shouldn't be surprised. The ancient geeks ate their servants. We throw away light bulbs. In fact, practically speaking, you're not paying any more. You're getting less. Don't you remember? What was 5 is 2. What was 2 is 1. What was 1 is nothing. Now I'm going to repeat that again for those of you on drugs. What was 1 is nothing. Okay? This is Bosco Hearn, happy to be working again for you.
Now, that's an example of a really creative assortment of under 1 minute mixed mandatory announcements. I have my favorites. I know you probably have yours.
Yes, subscribers, and they're all here, too, in our yearbook, the Channel 85 story.
Yes, you can get behind the set with Clark and me and us, and it's free, just $1. Use your charger card, insert here, punch 85-B-O-O-K.
I just want to remind the punching people out there that O's aren't zeros and 1's aren't I's.
Aye, please remember that, or you might end up like the Henton family.
Poor devils.
They lost all their furniture and were delivered 100,000 lids of tins of lizard meat when all Ms. Henton wanted was an all-purpose scraper.
Nuts to you.
It's great to be alive, pal, on Channel 85, nearly unified television zone 2, area U.
Nuts to you.
It looks alive on... Ow, 85.
J
Ciao! Voici le
CERT International! Amyl Nitro's Soviet Surplus Floating Fortress of Fun! The famous five-ring sensual circus of the sea aboard the once dangerous, now fabulous aircraft carrier, Stalyagi! CERT International! And here's your host, your first to mate, and chief petting officer, Randy Rothnoodle!
Thank you, thank you! Donka dinky rinky dinky donka tonka ting thanks tongs! And welcome here there again beyond the 3 mile limit of your wildest explanations. This is the world where beautiful people, tender animals, and high voltage robots get it together. And here it is, start the show with me in the center ring. Our Rink Master, Automatic Captain Kurt Sloman!
Welcome aboard, CERT International! Greetings to all of you who are here, and to all of you who are not here!
Yes, folks! We're being watched tonight by satellite!
But the TV tourists are not going to see but half the fun!
The top half!
Yes, the dumb forces of international law and fundamental human decency prevent us from focusing our cameras on
the dizzy display of instinctive primitive appetites
as the cannibals and the animals eat each other in ring number 4! CERT International!
Nor can we let the cameras reveal
the shameless shenanigans of Duar and McDonald, the Irish Explorers!
No, McDonald!
Former mailmen, now all mailmen. You can't see them as they meet in ring number 2!
The black holes! Sinless sisters from inner space.
Men disappear into them.
They disappear into themselves.
It's magic.
CERT International.
And in ring number 5. Forget it. Only the living will be able to see.
The daring Hintons, a liberated middle-class family performing dangerous acts of love with unpredictable stimuloids and stimulants.
United at last with Bruto and Thrasher. East German police dogs trained to sniff marijuana, now with their warm noses in another bush.
Oh, I've just been participating in a sample test of your area alert system. It works. This is not a real test.
Oh, yes, it is!
This point is enough.
King number 1, because he is number 1, from Russia, with love songs in full view, the first exiled ambassador of entertainment, Spud Palmer!
Danke, tak, merci, gracias, sheshe, arigato, mambo, spasiba, thank you, etc., 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 and hello, big eye in the sky. Please don't blink while I'm on. I guess most of you remember me as the little guy, the 4-year-old whiz kid who defected to the USSR and started the Moscow Tears. You remember? M-A-R-X. Ah, yes. That's right. Sing along. TV family. Thanks, Grigaroos. Well, this is a real song. This really happened to me in Russia after I'd grown up a little bit. And all you really need to know is that you're in Lvov, in a pocket park with your Lvover, and the old Chelovek comes by with his bell, Kalikala, and you're closing in on her, and it's closing time.
The bell was ringing, it was dark,
The park was closing still. She held onto my arm. She was a peasant girl, a pleasant girl, and yes, she drove a tractor on a farm. And as the summer night began, and as the trolley sparked that ran on silver tracks in circles round and round the park, she held my hand, Manhattan hand, and whispered low her five-year plan. Then we depart. Oh, Moscow memories, you haunt me still. Communist memories erode my will. The park was closed, the gate locked shut. We walked the streets, the massive empty streets, alone. And after walking all the night, I took her home, I kissed her once, we said goodbye. She had no phone. And now so many years have passed, and here I sit on Wall Street and recall that in my younger days I kissed a communist, a red-haired Russian lass. Oh, Moscow melodies, you haunt me still. Marxist memories destroy my will. Now the government has asked me please to sign my name to papers just to siphon off a little of my cash. To fight a war, support a horror, close a park, or build an ark in space, or buy the president some hash. And I can't do it, I just can't do it. For I remember still those Moscow memories, sweet Soviet melodies. Those commie kisses destroyed my will, sweet whispered wishes. Those Russian witches, those red-hot kisses, destroyed my will.
A friendly reminder, you have reached the midpoint of your charged viewing cycle. Is it time to charge ahead?
Insert here.
Thanks anyway. Now here's your picture back.
And now a reply from the other side. Channel 85's opinion to the contrary. Speaking for himself, citizen Milton Spurt, president of Spurt Furniture. Milton.
If I'm going to be charged in a free society, then it is my view that opinions expressed, editorial or otherwise, should be carefully eliminated. And so, I wish to suggest that opinions expressed on your television should in no way represent the opinions of the management or various members of the staff or their families and few friends. Nor should these views express the opinions of the subscribers and their staff. Unless, of course, we are willing to assume the responsibility for their opinions, not to influence anyone else or their family or friends or staff. Anyway, that's what it says here, and I'm only reading it. Thank you.
Robots, rules of order, learning to live with cyborgs, surrogates, and drones in your personal neighborhood.
Part 4. Tovar visits his old neighborhood.
Baby sister's in a tube and mother's at the market. Poke it out, in all four down.
Oh, no, little area resident.
Dig the servo with your fisty.
Oh, no, I'm Tovar Radar Robot Mate.
Oh, hello, man, I'm Flesh Gordon. Shit.
Oh, no, danger. I can see a magnet in your hand.
Wait, turn it towards the sun.
Oh, no, my eyes, I'm... Cool one. Never point a robot towards the sun. Don't put magnets on their nuts or joints or
balls.
Don't give a robot some. Get down, Levon. Never club swindle or perforate a robot or put it in an old car and roll it up a clip. Remember, be fair. We are not programmed for defense.
Hi, mothers.
Hi, others.
We's the Pills Brothers. I'm Red.
And I's Poible.
You know, there's good drugs.
And there's bad drugs.
And there's times for using them.
And there's times for not using them.
And hey, brother,
we're going to use some right now. If you swallow the preceding message, you can apply for further information and free samples from the President's All-Night Drug Abuse Council.
And we couldn't agree more.
Right, Fred. We take drugs pretty seriously at our house, too.
If you're still concerned, there's photos of that and lots more in our souvenir program, The Channel 85 Story. It's free, $1, punch 80...
Go to Andy's Beer and Pool Hall.
Drink a little beer.
Leave a little pool.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, girls, guys, and otherwise, I'm Sima Sims, the sim you let you can't forget. Like my style and my smile. No, you want another face? Don't punch that dial, I'll just push erase. Misinformation. I'm the miss who's in need no misinformation. I'm everywhere you want to go. Why you sitting in your chair with a glass eye full of beer? Misinformation. I chat with people in the news. Misinformation. I wear clean clothes and sing the blues. Misinformation. I'm all the things you never do. Now I'll shake this fake Jamaican to make a total transformation. Starting this
information show.
Stay with me now as we meet our first guests, Kenneth Hinton, the daring Hinton family, and the all-pro Super Bowler himself, Bobby Robbins. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Simon.
Now, what's this I hear about you writing a book?
Yeah, here it is. It's about ecology. And it's called Eat Dirt.
Ecology? I'm so interested in that. Well, what is it?
It's in the book here, what you're asking, which I wrote with this guy who had wrote it. Ecology means echo.
Means echo.
Yeah, everything bounces off from everything else, like in a game.
And how can a book like this affect future generations?
Well, there's nice picture of little bears in here, and a little dead raccoon. And it'll affect the future generations of my house, my kids, directly, if you buy the book.
That sounds fascinating.
Huh? And there's a pack
of
razor
blades. Well, that's it, Bobby. It's time for a change of pace. So, ready or not, here comes a change of phase.
I'm back and talking to Ken Hinton. Didn't I read somewhere about you something in the paper, Ken?
Yeah, you probably did, Sim. I went down to the welfare burger, pick up some of them gourmet fish heads, and I forgot my charger card.
Oh, that's a bad mistake.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't carry cash anymore because it's too complicated, and I don't have any. And $12,000, Sim, that's a lot of bread for a coat.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One is nothing, and two is one.
Well, that's it. That's still $1,000, and that's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of dead presidents.
Yeah, that's what I told them, but no sense of humor. They made me put my thumb in a box to verify my print, and it malfunctioned and pumped 50,000 volts through me.
Sacre merde. It was lucky for you since the currency changed.
Yeah, sure.
It's only
20,000. 50 would have fried me like an egg, but as it was, my suit just disintegrated, and my hair afro, and my eyes went day glow red. And they
threw me right out.
Well, it's a very colorful story, but you must have looked very strange.
Well, I do anyway, Sim. I haven't worked no...
Ken, I'm certainly glad that a personal tragedy like yours can still make news.
I guess so.
And you know, Kenny, as always, we can all learn something from
it. Yeah, what's that?
Well, first of all, not to fool around with electricity.
Like this,
and then never go out without your charger card. All right, we'll be back in just a moment with our next guest.
This is Tommy Payne, the JD-turned-DJ. Hey, oldsters, me speak for a living. Don't blow it. Stick around for another year and see if it don't get better.
This thought brought to you by the Bringers Together Council of Former Youths in Asia and Veterans of the Inner War.
No jive. Stay alive in 85.
Send me your tires, your power, your metal chassis turn into debris, and I'll bill you later. These words, sprayed on the base of our beloved lady with a torch, remain eternal, because no individual, all alone in a democracy, has the right to remove them.
Watching on AC?
Or Washington, D.C.
You're easy watching on 85. Good afternoon. This is Fred Flam.
And Clark Cable with Emergency Alert.
And we're here, alive, alert, on the line, and ready to serve you with life-saving information on your local emergency.
If at this time there is no emergency, we are proud to present...
The networks with
Youth Wants It Now. And here they are in masks to speak for us kids, Kid X and the U.S. Kids.
Hello, everybody. Hey, here's our demands. One, no more school. Two, give us our vote. Three,
dump children's commissioner votes.
Four,
abolish
statutory right for consent.
Pirate picture intercepted. Screen cleared.
Oh, I've just been participating in a sample test of your area alerts.
What happened in there, Clark? Are we off the air?
Weird, Fred. Something just locked the board into ESC.
Emergency self-control, though?
Right on.
But that was just those kids, and that's no emergency.
In Fall of the Roaming Umpire, Program 7, Chapter 15. Flatus and Bruto, determined to bring about the Emperor Caliuga's downfall, have just joined the mandatory pre-victory festivities at the Emperor's table in the hall of the Great Cafeterium, as they anxiously await the fateful moment when they can fulfill their...
Another blowfish, Bruto?
No, Fluto. By the great god Mercury, I'll pass.
Yes, I've been passing a lot myself.
And now, boys, let's do the hunt! Let's do the hunt one more time, everybody sings! Come on, get up from under the table, we're
going to... By Pluto, dog of the underguard, he's going to make us sing that barbarian tune again.
He leads us like a fool, and yet we must sing along.
He's lost his self-control.
Can't get us back live. I just have to sit here and watch this Roman pot boner.
I just saw myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Hey, well, listen, good, then I can...
Attila was sitting on his hairy throne. He's I'm the Hun. I'm He's number one. I said, come on, boys, let's hit the road to Rome. He's I'm the Hun. I'm number one. I say we'll rip us off some booty, then we'll come right back.
Son of a Hun. What have I done?
Oh, come on, let's back.
Do the Hun, it's what the latest rages, do the Hun.
Come on, Hun.
It's from the Middle Ages, no other guest can touch it, no other holds a candle.
I learned it from a visitor who learned it from a vandal. Do the Hun, it's what the latest rages, screw the Hun.
He's in his Middle Ages, no other girl will touch him, they'd rather use a candle.
Wait a minute, Doctor,
he's getting on the table. This is our chance. Hand me the ketchup bottle.
Now, Not now. Use your self-control.
The horizontal. I control the vertical. Watch me flip-flop. Ha-ha, Bison Noni. I'm having a vision.
Well, then, tell us your vision. Come, Kali Yuga. Television. 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 Television.
I see a tower. What an eyeful. I'm going to build a tower of power. And I shall rise to the top and direct the building of great networks and broadcast them upon the waves. One voice, one image, one emperor, one me.
And one is nothing.
What? Who gives me such poor reception?
I, Flautus Prolongus.
And I, Macho Bruto.
A Congress of Senators.
A couple of eggheads come to scramble my vision.
Exactly. You poach the people's power.
And there's no gold left to lay another egg.
I'll lay anything I want. All hail, Kaliuga! I shall reign forever!
Hail and rain, the sky is falling, little chicken!
Bark, bark! Come on, team, play ball with me!
We're calling your reign on account of your game! Take this!
You throw a salad on Caesar?
Dinner's on the Emperor! Pass the ketchup, Heinz!
I bleed from 57 wounds! Et tu, Pluto! You lift your leg against me! I might as well be dead.
He's dead. The show's over. Long live the people. And now, at last, the wealthy and the powerful can speak for all.
Okay, friend. You're on. I got the pliers jammed into the board.
All right, now look here. I don't know what's going on out there, but if someone has something to say, this is your local station. So just come down here and show everybody what you want.
That chance, Uncle Fred.
Did you see that, Clark? That's your kid.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him without his mask. Hey, that's a swell signal.
Well, if that's your boy, he's only next door.
Hey, listen, Danny, what you're doing is causing a lot of static. Why don't you listen to your Uncle Fred?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, that's right, Danny. Man, I'm sure that if you go through the proper channels, no one is going to stop you from saying anything.
What the hell?
What's going on?
Pirates are intercepted. Screen clear.
You are nearing the end of our Channel 85 broadcast cycle. At this time, we are proudly required to present our community spokesman for the religion of your choice. And now, Rear Reverend Sport Trendelberg will give up this day.
Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon. How difficult to know what time it is when you're locked in a tiny room with artificial lights. Let me scare you with a little story. A fruit underwent a Danish operation and became a nun. Well, every day she went for a quick dip in the same canal outside of the monastery. One day, unable to kick her habit, he dove in and, dragged down by the heavy black garments, drowned and was found by a fisherman of a different faith. Who happened by. He was a common man, and when he asked his god or devil why this had not happened to him, he got no reply. And so he took her shoes and walked away, preferring not to get involved. So then, what are we afraid of? Fear, like pain, may just be God's way of hurting us. God bless you. And good night. And please don't touch that dial.
All of us here at 85,
Clark and I,
hope you've been charged by our viewing cycle.
And that you'll let us charge you again.
So until then, this is Clark Cable.
And this is Fred Flam.
No, this is Clark Cable.
And this is Fred Flam.
And look at us. We're broadcasting from our own home.
Yeah, I can see myself.
Save your bolts, Dolts. You'll never wipe us clean.
Right in, Clark. These whiz kids have really put it together, and the whole station is about as big as a bread box.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, 2 pi r squared.
Hey, Dad. Hey, kids, listen. We better split before they track us.
Oh,
hey,
grooves.
Yeah. Put it in. It's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody ready? Let's go. See you later if you know what I mean.
All right, Horn, let's lay in some tracks.
Yeah. Listen, that won't be able to.
You are watching Scramble Vision, the free service of Charge a Card. Is this the time to punch up the channel of your choice?
You
Alrighty, I think that sounds like intermission music, so that's my cue to come in here and say a few words to you, like good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. So difficult to tell when you're in a small room with artificial light. Where have I heard that before? I never knew where I got that from, and I guess that's where it is. So anyway, one mystery solved. I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap for today. I am out of town this week, so I'm taking the easy way out. I'm giving you full records. Probably records you've never heard before. We have a couple of Fireside Theater side projects here for you today. We started with Proctor and Bergman, Philip Proctor and Peter Bergman, the late Peter Bergman, and should I say perhaps the late great Peter Bergman? He was really kind of the founder of the whole Fireside Theater. It grew out of Radio Oz in the wilds of California somewhere, rose through myth and legend, and became the Fireside Theater. But this was their side project, the first of three of theirs, TV or not TV. The other two were something called What This Country Needs, which I think was a live one, and then there was Give Us a Break, which I have somewhere. All my Fireside Theater stuff is in boxes, so I could not really track this down. I still have a lot of records in boxes from when I tried to escape New Jersey, but they're still there, and they're nice and safe. I know where they are, and I know nobody's going to hurt them, because to me, they are the most valuable things in my collection. And in a few minutes, we'll also get to Philip Boston's side project called Roller Maidens from Outer Space. Like TV or not TV, it includes all the members of the Firesign Theater. And is one of my favorites of all of the Firesign projects. Firesign, everybody. David Osmond also had a solo record called When How Time Flies. We'll present that some other time if we get to it. And I just want to let you know also that I did do a little bit of editing on these things. I had to cut out about, I think it was about 5 minutes altogether from the two of them. Because I do have this imaginary time constraint of 80 minutes. I do that to allow you listeners to throw the thing onto a CD and listen to it in your car. Or you don't have to do that anymore, but that's how I started. And damn it, I'm sticking with it. So anyway, as Dokaka croons to you, I will leave you to weigh your matters, and please stay tuned for Roller Maidens from Outer Space. I will see you when I see you next. Please have a good week, and don't touch that dial.
Free bat rides every day. Howdy, friends. I'm Lord Jim Cravington for Medieval Motors, your friendly truck stop and transportation in the Diet of Worms. Friends, whether you're in the body or at the lunch, we've got the Griffin, the Minotaur, or the sporty little Camel Leopard to suit your imaginary travel needs. And gosh, what can I say about these little guys? Yes, it's your all-new Cardboard Vampirettes, the economy transport that's got them all guessing on the other side. Well, we've got continents and peninsulas of new and used transfigurations and a secret rose garden of perfect values. So get your ass in gear and your oxen in here so as we can trade indulgences and get you on your path. Now, we're just a painful mile off the freeway of Lost Hope at the intersection of down and out avenues in the Citadel of the Angel.
Oh, how you doing? A lot of the good old boys are here tonight. We'd like to welcome you down to the television mission. Don't forget, if all you can do is sit at home, then try to keep yourselves awake and dial the phone.
Call in the pledges.
Call in for pledges, yes.
For pledges.
We have a lot of our special beauties answering the phones this evening. And the best thing you can do is dial this number that you see on your screen as quickly as you can with a contribution to the television mission. Don't forget to call in a pledge.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk about Jesus? Yeah. Well, you never know who's going to be here this evening.
We're waiting for him.
Yes, well, it's one. I know you are, son. I know it's one of the real positive qualities of the television mission is we just never know who's going to drop by. I mean, it's a lot of folks have been. The band is here. The band is getting set up. The band is ready. The band is ready.
Announce the band.
And I'm here to tell you that it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hold down your applause as long as you can because it's time you heard from Red, Greenback, and the Blue Boys. Don't forget to call. The number's on your screen.
It was Jesus standing underneath bridge outside of San Antonio. So I got my semi home to my baby's arms. Well, I barely saw him thumbing in the rain another hippie, looking like he never did nobody harm. By the time I got my brakes on, slowed her down and stopped, and I looked around. I got a ride with a woman all alone. I saw the taillights of the Cadillac. I picked him up, get smaller in the rainy dawn outside of San Antonio. Come on, show yourself.
Come on,
come on, Jesus.
Come on, show yourself.
Well, I chased them all that Saturday. New Mexico just fell away. Woman, I never let nobody pass. I must have known I was behind him, eyes wide open, singing, shouting. Oh, sweet Jesus, stop for gas. But that woman kept her holding on. Big sky cracked and it drowned my song. And my rig and I broke down near Santa Fe. I thought I saw him waving as that Cadillac laid rubber smoking westward toward the desert and the city of L.A. Come on, Jesus. Come on, show yourself.
In the last powerful days of another way of life, when everything happened in cars, when sullen, desperate men would do anything for a tankful, in the troubled years of the 100-year gas war and the terrible food insurrection, when armies mixed mustard and gas and relished war, in those frightened times, private citizens often had to do the terrifying work of real police, apprehending criminals and solving tricky moral problems. They had private eyes, but public fists. Full tanks, but clean consciences. And tonight's story is only typical.
Car Hook, starring Dirk Yogurt as Dick Private, Private Dick. Tonight's chilling story, Roller Maidens from Outer Space.
Saturday morning. I just locked myself out of the office for a cool weekend that promised to be gin-soaked and hand-rubbed. At least that's what I figured she'd meant when she said, "Let's get drunk and refinish my furniture." Anyway, it was the way she said it, you know, real husky like a lead dog in a snow job, and I wasn't about to be left out in the cold. Damnation. Ah, well, I figured it wouldn't hurt just to answer it. A private Seamus is always hungry. I hadn't been exactly flush, and this might just be the ace in the closet that put some pizza in the pantry. "Go ahead," something said to me. "Answer it, she'll wait." So I did, only to wind up holding the anchovies in more ways than one. Dick Private, Private Detective.
Mr. Private, sir.
That's right, pal.
My name is Regular Boinklin. My wife, Ethel, and I have been opposite you for many years on another network.
Oh, yeah. The Ethel and Regular show. I've heard of you. What's the matter? Swallow your car keys?
No.
Lock yourself out of the house?
No.
Want to know how to make an attractive bookend out of a shoebox and a brick?
No, nothing that exciting, but, look, you gotta get over here.
Well.
Right away. You're just a couple of channels away. You can make
Nobody ever made it before.
No, come on, it's really weird over here.
Well, it ain't no Swiss picnic over here, pal.
But you don't understand. It's terrifying. Nothing is normal.
Well.
We all seem to be dreaming the same dream.
Wow, well, that's terrific.
And there's all these strange balls of light in our neighborhood, and
hold it!
Glad to.
Now hold it up to the light.
Oh, okay.
He was right. This was serious. Light. Too much light. More light than I'd ever seen. It seemed impossible and just too easy that this amiable Zip had discovered what we'd all been looking for years. The drain, the big leak, the place where it all goes in and doesn't have to come out. Listen, Boinklin.
Oh, yeah?
Stay where you are. Too much power means trouble, and trouble is my problem.
What?
Hello, dear little friends.
Hello, dear little
Aren't
friends.
We enjoying
Aren't
your movie?
We enjoying your movie?
Aren't we really?
Aren't we really having a terrific time?
That's
yes, right.
I'm Nick Exxon,
owner, general manager, president of the United States Motors, formerly Jailbird Motors. Have the used automobile, used pickup, or perhaps like a younger girl, straight teeth like these. Wonderful examples. Here's 74 squat-down, final dirt machine.
Fine little dirt machine.
Here's Elgin 74 fruit bag.
Dating
capital of the world. Here's another one. Hundreds of them. We've got hundreds of 74 fruit bags. We're loaded down, bringing fine automobiles, and none of these cars are stolen, friends. Kind of service.
Look at those tits.
Regular. Good morning, Ethel.
Tell me quick, did you call the detective?
I sure did. He's on his way now, but I don't know. I've never heard of anyone making it across two channels before.
Well, he's got to. It was so bad last night. Oh. There was glowing lizards whizzing around our apartment all night.
No.
And those horrible flaming spiders.
God.
Did you and Ethel see them?
Oh, sure. Now, Horny said that the Mertzes saw their whole lives pass across their bedroom wall like oil on velvet.
Oh, that's hideous. Yeah. Wow, everyone is so scared. I heard coming over here that all the announcers had quit and moved, and there's nobody to introduce us anymore.
Why are we whispering?
Well, I drove into town kind of late one night. Looked like everything was closed up tight. I've been driving hard and I needed to unwind. I spotted this joint down a lonely street. I needed a drink or maybe something to eat, so I never noticed the words up on that sign. Well, the next thing you know, I was flat on my back, two drinks in each hand. I was under attack from a beautiful girl who held on to me tight. Let's grab my wallet, said, "Man, don't fight. You paid your money, you've got all night to wrestle a nude live stewardess in flight." Was right what she had on. Didn't keep on no light. She was nude as a proud bird. Oh, wearing a cute little hat. I said, "Good God, honey, I got to go. There's a woman waiting to love
mean we was going for a ride, and everybody seemed to be having more fun than me. Relax, what else could I do? I grabbed me two girls and a bottle of booze, and I eased back to where that party was really going on. I was looking for the pilot to ask him a question. None of these swingers knew our destination. Then I noticed that the man behind the bar had horns and a tail. Well, I shouted, good Lord, then I wish I hadn't said it. If I had one brain, them people could have read it. And the man behind the bar, well, his tail began to twitch. Conversation stopped, so did the loving. I was scared to death. It was hot like an oven, and some of them big old boys was a pulling nav. Switchblade pitchforks, demon pig stickers, big sharp knives. Oh, that was coming towards me. Well, it was all a dream. Closer, closer.
It's over.
Yes, it's good to see you all again. Let's hear it for Red Greenback and the Blue Boys. Very good, boys. Very good. Why are they not taking...
Well, the women are getting really strange. I was going to tell you last night, Hussey and Betty Armstrong said I was going to stay up all night. All they started drinking wine and listening to old Louis Prima records, so by the time the lights came whistling around, they was freaked out, I want to tell you. Then my brother came to stay with us, and he isn't no favorite of Hussey's boy.
You know, you're right. The women are all acting,
weird.
Weird, and Ethel's been moaning mysteriously and spending a lot of time in the bathroom. You know, Tricky, I think it all has something to do with their lodge, or whatever they call it.
Oh, boy, you could be right. The Dump Club boy, the mystic Aurora maidens from outer space lodge.
Well, I do admit they look pretty funny in those get-ups. It's just because Tricky and then David and little Tricky and Beaver and the other little ones grew up. And that's why they've got to have their stupid...
Wait a minute. What's that stupid what?
Stupid. Regular Borglin, shut your trap shut.
Oh. It just so happens that we are going to solve this crazy mystery, right, Ethel?
Uh-huh.
Well, you two are certainly crazy enough.
Tricky Retardo, you make me so mad.
You two men sit around and don't do anything.
So we girls are going to take over.
That's the definite truth. Regular Borglin, your ass is great.
Oh, dear.
Well, it was going to be a secret, but... I guess we better tell you before you run out making fools of yourselves.
What? He's, right, really, dear. It just so happens that we've,
hired
a famous detective from another channel.
Oh, yeah?
Who?
Who? Dick Private!
That Dick?
Oh!
Come on, Ethel. These two dumb buddies will never get anything done.
Oh,
and speaking of rabbits, Tricky, I want your lazy brother to hop right out of our apartment.
Oh, but honey.
I want that bum out.
He's my brother.
I don't care if his name is Jesus Retardo.
Honey, his name is Jesus Retardo.
Well, I'm going to put a stop to him and you and these holy ghosts with the combined power of mystic womanhood.
Oh. Yeah. So long.
Oh, Hussey.
Oh, wait, girls. Oh, gosh. I'm afraid we've done it now. Where do you think they're going?
Oh, just to their lodge meeting. They're just going to go out to the Dark Winter Motel, knock back a few pink ladies, and talk big like they do every Saturday. Except you got to admit that this Saturday is a little different.
Well, I just don't know what we're going to do. You know, Mr. Conklin saw glowing spiders in his rose garden. And what about the night we all dreamed the same dream?
Oh, what a dream, too. Wow, what a bunch of tomatoes, right?
Hey, Tricky.
In here.
Oh, hey, regular man, how you been?
Oh!
Hey, Tricky.
Jesus, fine, just fine.
Hey, regular man, you got anything to smoke?
Oh, well, maybe there's something hidden in the boy's bedroom. I'll see if
Hey, speaking of charred chicks, who was that babe that drove you up in that big Cadillac last night, huh?
Chicken, I don't know, man. She picked me up out in the desert yesterday.
Man, she looked just like the girls in that dream. Oh, boy, the things they were doing to me. The things that we're doing to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
some of this funny smelling. I think this is the Jamaican that David thought he had hid from me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I remember the stuff. The kids were smoking this the year they disappeared the high school.
Oh, good weed, man. Listen, what is happening around here anyway? I've been gone for a long time. The chicks seem real hostile.
Man, the way they're acting about you, it's just you think it was the cause of it all.
Me?
Yeah.
I can't help it if there's strange things always happen when I'm around, can I? Hey, didn't you call that detective?
Oh, yeah, but he's a couple of channels away. It may take him some time to get here.
I got an idea. Let's turn on the TV. Maybe we can find him before
he finds us.
USA Anna convinced me.
There he is.
I got up.
Isn't that him? That hat. I think
the sunset blazed down Main Street like the birds smoking on 8 fast bars of Triple B in the Smoky Club on Broadway, or maybe the pit off 52nd anywhere, so long as it wasn't here in this little jerkwater town. Jerk Waters, that yo-yo, he had the tip-off that Johnny Fresno was out of the can and holed up in Smallburg with the bread the feds hadn't found from the little bake-off Fresno and his boys pulled in Gotham just before Johnny started sing-singing his jailhouse rocks off, remember? Well, here I was anyway, me, Dick Private, Private Dick, the smartest cookie in Horse Alley, looking up and down Hicks Street.
Hey, that looks like your
taxi.
Car, Regular.
Hi, Slim. So why don't you get in?
Wow, Ruby. Lips, shapely hips when she walked across the street. I'll bet you all the cats flipped. What was her game? Strip poker and everything wild? That reminded me of strip poker. The Detroit hitman. He warned me that Johnny Fresno liked his women rough, but this one was making my hard part soft. Her heavily rouged nipples thrust like highball glasses through a persimmon sweater that looked like a heavyweight watermelon bout. Her waist was unusually small and laced tight with string cheese. There's my first clue, I thought. String cheese, Fresno, Armenians. You see, it all started to add up at the counter, but those twin bulgers wouldn't let me check out so soon.
Say, Lips, you better stop talking to yourself and get in, or maybe we'll see if your ride is any match for this one.
No! It wasn't. I was staring down the barrel at 3.45s, and then one in the middle looked hungry.
What a
rod! I got in slowly like a hipster at a funeral, and she burned some rubber. Her breasts swelled as she put the keys to her gears.
You know, I've written 100 scary books, but I still like to pick my dinner up right off the ground.
Oh, this guy.
That's right. I'm Gilbert Skink.
Yes, yes.
And did you know that poison oak makes an excellent tea?
Come on.
Ever eat a pussycat?
What happens?
Well, when I come home to write up more horror stories of your food, I want a healthy, natural way to make a little money.
I like you, no matter what you do. Well, hasn't today been the nicest sort of day for me? Yeah, yes it has, hasn't it? Well now, I guess I'll drag this home and kill it and eat it in my real house.
Turn it quick, turn it.
Natural as
Ointment, that yo-yo. He couldn't even imagine how much trouble he was in. And with me tied up down in this filthy cellar, there was no one to warn him. I wasn't even sure by now what channel I was on. And it looked like...
Here he is, Johnny. He fell for everything, just like you said, darling. Oh, Ethel got him here easy. He's the Dick they called, all right.
Good work, Ricardo.
Oh,
we ain't at the bottom of this little mystery now.
Oh, watch it, Fresno.
Fresno, you can't pull that trick on me. I know it ain't snowing.
What?
So you know who I am.
Johnny Fresno, you Armenian devil, get your paws off me.
I'm on me, Johnny.
You race, prejudice, white devil, you'll rot down here tonight. I'll choose you and I dance.
So what? Look, what's going on here anyway?
What
about the strange lights? What about the dream?
You know too much, Private.
Eat it all day, sucker. Even Jesus can't save you now.
Jesus? You mean Jesus is in on this bottle of capers, too? I thought he was dead.
Wait till tomorrow morning and you'll be right. Boss, his ass tonight.
Wait a minute, Fresno. I thought you were the brains behind everything.
Do I look like I have any brains?
Have a heart.
Sure, I have a heart. A fine one, as sincere and sensitive as a baby boy on a strong, windy day. Yeah, I understand. I used to work the pit, see? Looking for the olives. I was a fine... You listening to me?
What?
I was a fine Armenian youth with a finely muscled head, and he came to me and sold me on an easier proposition.
Oh.
Yeah, well, listen, I was sick in the head, but... Wallet, cheese was all we ate.
What?
See, let's eat. Thin cheese, very thin. Yeah, thinner than the stuff we carried in our wallets like money, but carried a little more carefully because his picture was all over. You understand what I'm saying? Although that wasn't his signature in the box for the cheese.
Oh,
we all know what he looked like, see, but who pronounce his name.
What's
I mean,
his
no,
name?
Sir. No, look. I'll walk to the water, yeah. But I won't let my horse drink any of that. The boss. Listen, the boss will take care of the horses, you see. Let them drink cake. Damn
take it easy.
Damn the whole sniveling middle class.
Take it easy.
They don't have any brains, then. I don't have to have any brains either, right?
Right, Johnny.
Yeah, we'll go wrestle around with that one in the desert, huh? Okay? And say goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh.
Is this on? Are we on?
Hi,
how you doing? I'm real glad to see you. The news is coming up next. We're going to cut away and be back with you all straight away afterward.
Hold it, he's gone.
There's going to be no news?
Cut to the band.
The band has already played all of its tunes. They're getting ready for another one. The news. Should we cut to the band again?
No, they'll do the news.
They'll do the news. Okay, how about that, ladies and gentlemen? Television Mission presents the news.
Chicken insurance spot.
Oh, after we cut away for a commercial, of course.
She didn't tell me. Oh, you do the spot.
Oh, I do the commercial. Well, let's see. Let me look in my...
Fried chicken insurance.
Yes, I have it here. The Television Mission is brought to you by the Fried Chicken Insurance Company of America, of Hartford, Connecticut. Heartfelt, Connecticut. It's specific in this country. Yes, the people from the Fried Chicken Insurance Company of America remind you, if you're going to gamble with the chicken, don't forget about the licking.
Well, on the news tonight, the president stated that he got off impressing squirrels and he demonstrated how many were sick all over the nation. Nobody liked to this new sensation. He's just the latest on the bad news tonight. Nick Exxon, he's so bad. He's the president of everything, and everything is sad. Nobody wants his next idea. His friends all left, he said the man will see you. You're just the latest on the bad news tonight. When the president heard, he got the call. The Jesus had his number and he wrote it on the wall. Exxon was scared that the Jesus was coming, but Jesus didn't care and he kept on. He didn't want to wind up on the bad news tonight. Gas tanks had turned to wine. The police could not get enough to let him go. While thousands pleaded, save me, Jesus, read my horoscope. Well, they ordered out the army, they're moving like a dream toward the desert where Jesus was last seen. He'll be gone by morning, he hasn't got a chance. The president's relaxing at the country club dance. You see me all tomorrow on the bad news tonight. What's gonna happen? Who's gonna win? You got the question, send the answer in. A good and evil coming down the road. Move over someone, ease the load. Let's have a happy ending on the bad news tonight.
Conversation again, reminding you that you recorded it with a recording device concealed in your atomic atomic heart.
Affairs of the heart, Senator, are generally deemed sacrosanct in the white people's...
Retro burgers and a stab on the back free.
Thank you, Doctor. Now a question from our carefully controlled audience.
Is Satan's in a cocoa where it's really at?
Glad to be back with you, once proud as a fresh, freshly washed child.
Let's just try. I'm getting excited, trying to fast about these wonderful automobiles. All of them lined up in neat, great lines, belching smoke, poison fumes.
We drive them right off the Adam freeway. I don't drive. I have a chauffeur. I don't pay any taxes, but I'm just as depressed about it. On TV, where it's still possible to hear your innocence. None of these cars are stolen. I didn't steal them, friends. None of my friends stole them. None of the people I hired stole them.
What I really want to know is, what would Dick Private do?
That poor guy, I'm afraid he's lost. Hell, I'm afraid we're lost.
Yeah.
Boy, they'll never find us out here, huh, Jesus? Hey, Jesus?
Huh? What?
I said they'll never think to look out here in this desert, huh?
I guess not. Boy, you ever seen so many stars? Hey, what a strange day, huh?
Yeah.
What about them frogs?
Oh. Yeah, and the drunks lying under the cars. And the fishes and loaves all over the freeway.
It'll take them weeks to dig out.
What a mound.
Jesus.
What? Huh? What, regular?
I've been meaning to ask you.
Anything.
Do you think that Juicy and Ethel, well, that they're not exactly on our side?
Well, listen, regular. Those poor girls. They're deluded. You know, they're in the grip of, you know.
Of who?
Nothing. Listen, you know, I've been thinking. This desert, you know, this whole experience seems sort of familiar to me. You
I
see?
Knew you were going to say that.
Golly, cops! Noxious! Look out there!
Oh no!
The lights! They followed us here.
Shit! Now they're going to find me for sure. Well, now look, boys, we all know that they're just after me. Now, quick, don't you guys get out of here, rescue the girls or something, just get out of here. I can handle this fight.
Well, gee, I sure wish I had my basket.
We'll go get it.
Well, I am awfully worried about Ethel.
We'll go rescue her.
Me too, poor Pussy, the poor kid. You know, they probably forced her to a snuff. Dick Wright.
Oh, no. You're right, Tricky, but Jesus, you know, I...
Jesus? Hey,
Jesus.
Hey, he's gone.
Come to the Dark Winter Motel, fight over planked Hawaiian gator slabs in the low-profile Bone Room, where despair is only just a swallow away. Yes, even the swallows won't come back here, but if you can, owner John Fresno said...
One channel apart. Well, they just have to take care of themselves. All I knew now was that I was under something called the Dark Winter Motel. Like every criminal, Johnny Fresno had gotten cocky. He let slip that after his boss killed poor Jesus Retardo, he'd make a grand appearance at the country club dance that night. So all I had to do was get over to the Devil's Golf Course at the edge of town, pronto. I had to see his face. I just had to see the boss. And that's it. I was out of the ropes. Now, if the guard was just asleep...
Of course, that's right. Maybe they can see all the confusing action and thrills tonight at halftime when British O'Shaughnessy, the bad girl of TV, challenges little soul sister barbecue ribs of the devils to an Indian death match interview.
Oh, look out down in the track. That's Wilmer Firehouse, the toy pig they call him Scooting.
Okay, you're on.
Are they through? They finished now?
Yes.
Have they played all of their tunes? Wonderful tunes, each and every one of them hits of a long time ago.
We think Jesus is on the phone.
You think Jesus is on the phone?
We think he's called to stall for time.
You think he's calling Jesus himself to stall for time?
Watch it now, Tricky. Look where you're going.
Oh, sorry, old buddy. I just can't walk so good yet in this high roller heels.
You're doing just on my arm here. You're doing all right.
Now, look. If we're going to do this crazy thing, let's do it right. You got to call me Apricot Brown.
Huh? Oh, Apricot.
Yeah.
And I'm, who am I?
Barbara Q. Ribs.
Rib. Oh, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we're ready. With these balloons under our jerseys, I think we look like real roller maidens.
Well, you don't. Not with that eyelash hanging down over your nose.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, come on, help me, will you?
Oh,
come on, you're shaking. Don't act so scared.
This isn't acting. This is real. That Johnny Fresno mob scares me to death.
Oh, now, get a hold of yourself. We've got to save the girls.
Yeah, save them for a rainy day.
No. Save them from themselves. Now, come on. And now, don't open your mouth. This is the biggest social event of the year. And try to think like a girl.
I am trying to think like a girl, but
All I keep thinking of is girls.
Oh, yeah, just like in that prurient dream.
That's funny, old pal, and you should say that, because in that makeup and that outfit, you look like somebody in my dream.
Oh, don't you get fresh. Oh, look out. Here comes someone. This is it. Let's go.
Oh, caramba, holy mother, look out for me.
Come on.
I had the happiest feeling, just like that dream was going to happen all over again.
Oh, yeah. Well, it certainly is a new world now, anyway. Makes me kind of sad, you know. We roller maidens will soon control the world now that we know the secret.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see Tricky Ricardo's face when he finds out what happened here tonight.
You know, Juice, I kind of feel sorry for poor Regular in a way.
Oh,
I miss that sap. You know what I mean? His certain brand of dumbness. Why couldn't we invite the boys
now,
to come with us?
Now, Effie,
think about it, please.
Just too square, them and that guy, Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo, what a cube. Come on, Ethel, old girl, fill up your tank. It's time for a change of life. We're going to rip it up and ball tonight.
Well, I guess you're right. You're always
right,
honey.
Right.
We should show them.
Yeah.
After all, we proved we were right about Jesus.
Yes, we did.
The lights do follow him.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to admit we have brain one now.
Of course we do. Come on, sister. Let's go sit on some blue noses.
Yeah, I'm coming. Wait for me, Juice.
God is on vacation. God!
God, I'd never seen a pillar of fire that tall. It seemed like the earth was tilted on its axis. There seemed to be seven of everything, oil everywhere, huge fiery candlesticks, blazing lamps, and standing right in the middle was my old army buddy, Jesus Ricardo. He was beating back all the armies of all the nations with a cross in one hand and a switchblade in the other. What a rumble! It was all just outside the country club, and I had to get through it somehow if I wanted to see who the boss really was. Well, sometimes I don't know what's wrong with me, but I guess I was born lucky and stupid right at the same time, because I stood up and started...
Manny the Pluto, I see Horace the Frog. Yes, there's been somebody behind me all the time. Yeah, and who do you think is out there now in the desert doing in Jesus? Hey, the boss, that's who. Who's blocking the deep return of the man too confusing to forget? Who? Not me, sir. I'd be too scared. Yes, I think we know what I mean. That's right. It's the perfect moment for the in and out dance. Let's bring it out. Yes, yes, yes. I think we all know this one, little devils. Everybody, take your clothes off. Everybody except, of course, the respect for the lovely hostesses tonight, the exalted daughters of Lodge 109, International Order of Roller Maidens, Outer Space Chapter. They don't have enough on to take off. All right. What's happening?
Boss, two of these roller maidens is men.
Ah, men, you say? Man, well, thrills and new excitement, boys. Bring them up here. They shall be the objects. Say, sexual objects.
Jesus.
What have we got here? Two cute little, glittering transvestites.
We aren't any transistors. He's a Cuban, and I'm a respectable
Cuban
citizen. And we're just looking for our wives.
I say, perfect. Desmond, tie these two little bimbos to the sacred in-out.
In-out? Oh, no. No, juicy apples. Save us.
In-out.
Hold it. Just you leave them alone, man.
Oh, Jesus. It's Jesus. I thought the boss got you.
That's right. Now, shut up. Now, listen, man. I haven't seen no boss's face all day. I haven't seen him. Now look, normally I'm a real peaceful person, you know, but ever since I come into this town, there has been a lot of mindless aggression directed in my direction, if you catch my meaning. And someone's behind it, you know. And I hate to break up this harmless orgy, but I'm just beginning to get really pissed off, you know. So I would like to see the boss right now, Turkey, right now. Because if he don't exist, then you must be him. And you and I are going to have a wrestling match, and I'm going to kick ass.
Oh, no, brother. Then I not dig it. It's not me.
Well, if it's not you, then you just get whoever it is here, compadre.
Well, I'm not even allowed to see him face to face. I mean, nobody has.
You lie. You
what
said
do you mean?
He was going to be here tonight.
Oh, you talk about the trick.
Trick?
Well,
That was just an excuse for a good party. We were going to turn on a big TV at the big climax.
Turn on the TV, TJ. How middle class.
Oh, no, you don't understand, man. He's on TV all the time.
Ooh.
The boss, man.
The boss. Hey, Tricky, this is it. Turn on that TV over the bar. Oh, I just want to see his face.
Hey, save your juice, Bruce. It comes on automatically.
So, I've had a wonderful idea. Let's just all forget about it and roll over and go back to sleep.
Turn it back! Turn it back!
I can't! It's remote control!
Today, the president has to make grave decisions. Fill up those graves. Empty those graves. Look at the competition. McPrivate. The regular and Ethel show. No, no, no. I save things. I know where to hide.
You can't save anything. Come back.
Finally, to ask for your sympathy, for your concern, and your dollars.
I can't get him to answer me. I can't get no straight answers.
The Schnifty was always brought to the White House with a paper sack over his head. They change him every other week. That's what I think. But he doesn't pay me to think. He doesn't pay you to think.
It's happening.
No man is all good, all bad. Except for the Schnifter, of course.
Der Schnifter?
Oh, it's me!
Is there someone behind you called Der Schnifter? I don't believe it. Come back. If you come back here, I won't go to sleep. I won't. If you won't come out of there, then I'm going to have to go in and get... I'm going to have to find you, sucker. I'll find out what channel you're on, and I'll hunt you down.
Terrible, awful!
Yeah,
but pretty good!
Dream!
Bye,
Chip Walrus. Hot. 45.
Love.
Desires. Large, delicious women to rely on. Must be interested in normal things.
Okay.
Families.
No fats.
Water sports.
No foaming.
If there are some large black women with large limbs and lovely large feet.
Mistress Lorted,
regular
dominate me. I deserve it. I've been bad and I know it. Need tall woman for black leather fun. Make me behave. Right, Nick Exxon. Care of the President's Council on Physical Fitness.
All races okay, but let's slow down together. Tired of fighting. Must be affectionate, horny, and interested in religion, sex, miracles, etc. Bye okay. In fact, everything okay. Just write me a picture. I'm Jesus, Post Office Box 674. San Antonio, Texas.
Whistle! The jammers advance! Whoa! And here comes Ricardo! Little Jesus Ricardo! Coming out as a principal jammer now, the fans go wild! And now the whip! The devil sending out the big man. Look out, here he comes now, Big Mean Exxon. They call him Dick the Psycho Exxon. Exxon slugging, Exxon chopping. Whoa, how can that little Jesus suffer so? Wait a minute, the girls are storming out on the ice and they look mad. They've stopped the action. They've got Jesus down. Five of them. This is terrible. This is wonderful. He's grinning. The little man is grinning again and again. Now they got Exxon. Down come the trunks. Down comes the guy. He's smiling, I'm smiling. See me smile, 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 see me smile.
It looked like an exorcist had been at work, you know? I saw them all lifted off straight up to who knows where. The moon, the stars. It was crazy. They was all balled together and them lights was flashing and you couldn't tell who was what or which was doing what to who. Boy, did they all look confused and happy. What a relief for them, you know? I guess in a world where no one is ashamed of sex, it's a lot different, you know? Anyways, what a war it had been. I was sleepy and hungry, and I'd begun to notice the sinking feeling that no one back on my own channel would believe me. And over here, nothing but desert. That was nice, but give me some scotch and a bag of pipe dreams and a dame, and it'd be a lot nicer. So, I started walking. I'd get back, there was no doubt about that, but would I ever be the same?
That's it.
Till another time for the secret adventures of Dick Primate, Erect Detective. Tonight's story was true, and in a moment, the results of that trial.
Here's Regular. Here's Ethel. Here's Juicy. Here's Tricky. Here's Little Jesus. Here's the Devil. Here's the Angels.